all the podcasts. Welcome Brad and Caesar on the pod. Welcome back.
How we doing?
Here we go.
Hawks just came back with a 20-17 win. Brad, you picked the Hawks to win. Only one to pick us to pick the game to win. So your thoughts on the game that was and also the week that was.
Well, I also picked the Giants, so that's how smart I am.
Yeah, that's true.
He did get hurt. No, actually, I thought it was a pretty decent between the Bengals, Colts, and Lions the other night. That was fantastic on all three of them, especially the Colt one, because I really thought Gardner Minshew, you know, I want them in the playoffs bad. Watching Baltimore, they just kind of squeak out scrappy wins just like they did last night.
Well, they want good margin, though. The Ravens do.
Yeah, it's never easy, though. Like, it got out of hand after, but it's never easy with them. The whole AFC North and NFC South, or AFC North and NFC South, to me, is fascinating. With the Bengals, Browns, and Baltimore, it's crazy. To see Joe Flacco at his age doing what he's doing, I think is great. They should have lost, but you take the win. And seeing Dallas gets just run out of Buffalo is a beautiful thing. So overall, I'd say other than one game with the Giants, who were out of it anyway, other than that, I'd say it was a pretty good week. You know, the Vikings, I'd work on short yardage for this week. Other than that, they're in the playoffs too. So.
Yeah,
they should hold their spot. Just
barely be a playoff team. Yeah.
Just go beat Green Bay on your birthday or Christmas Eve or whatever it is.
Green Bay's New Year's Eve.
Oh, I was close. Well, you'll be there, right?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. But overall, it was a pretty good week. It's gonna be hard to top this week. But
yeah, and also, Brent, I'd ask you this: as you are a number one Giants fan over Hawks fan anyway, but do you still believe in Mr. DeVito?
I don't think it's enough. Well, I did order a shirt, but
you did what now?
I ordered one of his shirts because the agent who I guess is going in the Hall of Fame because he actually is a decent guy he's going in some Hall of Fame. He's not just a pimp, like a pimp in jersey. I think that story's great, but I did like what he said yesterday. Is he goes, look. You're gonna. That was the best team they'd played of who he's beaten. I think.
Yeah.
So I think they're better than Green Bay. So, you know, that's a hard. They never play well in the Superdome for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And you're gonna get your ass kicked. I mean, I think he deserves a shot going forward because it's not like any of the other. But we'll see. I want to see now, especially now that they have the Eagles on Christmas Day. Actually.
Yeah.
I want to see in two starts versus the Eagles because he's going to get two shots at them.
Yeah.
If they don't get blown out or destroyed, especially after this crap now the Eagles are losing, I want to see how they play. If they get embarrassed, it's an open conversation. But if he plays well in those games, you know, I think it should be an open competition next year then because it's going to be him and somebody else. I don't think they bring back Daniel Jones unless they desperately
isn't he like a lot of money, like $100-something million?
Yeah, but I mean that hasn't stopped anybody before.
True.
You have to. I mean, he's brought a spark to that. He's brought a spark to a very average team.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I think he deserves a shot. It depends on how he plays against the Eagles. Anybody can beat they own the Redskins or the Commanders or whatever. Somehow.
Yeah,
and great. You beat a bad New England team and a very kind of mediocre Green Bay team. So it's okay, fine.
Yeah.
So, it's an exciting story. And when I saw they were selling shirts, I'm like, you just have to do it because you never know if he's going to be around. But he's a nice kid. So
it reminds me of Jeremy Lin fiasco they had in New York many years ago.
Yeah.
The NBA insanity.
Hopefully isn't a fiasco.
Right. Well, so far, it's New York, so you never know. You know, it's New York, so you never know. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm done.
I'm going to go next because my team won, Caesar, so I'll go next. Hawks won. A great game, man. Drew Lock balled out when he had to. DK had some just insane catches in that last drive between his legs and then over his shoulder. Then JSN and the touchdown, it was awesome. Then Hurts with a deep throw to get his second pick of the game to Julian Love, who had just an amazing catch on the sideline. That was an amazing catch with the toes in bounds there. And beyond that, all I will say is I love watching the Bears almost blow that game because they had a Hail Mary at the end of the game, and then Darnell Moody had the ball in his hand, popped up in the air, and the Browns got the ball. So that was kind of a crazy game to end the game there against the Browns in Cleveland. As you said, Brad, they should have lost that game yesterday.
Yeah, but I want the Browns to make the playoffs too. Like, I want all these AFC teams to get in somehow. Like, it's just a cool.
Definitely. Second, Russ and Peyton, because they lost to the Lions at home by a lot. And I'll say this, Brad and Caesar, Sean Peyton, I don't think he likes Russ that much. He was in his face, firing up right in his grill. It was kind of a cringy thing to see on the sideline. And beyond that, I didn't watch any games on Saturday, but I watched highlights. Beyond that, though, Dolphins, 30-0 against the Jets. The Jets are done. Take a fucking them. Buccaneers beat the Packers on the road. Kind of surprising to get there in the Tundra. Yeah. And beyond that, Patriots are just, they're done too. So Chiefs took care of them as well. All right, Caesar, your thoughts on week 6, 15 of the NFL last week?
I'm just going to do a roundup of the NFC North games. The good, bad, and ugly. I'm going to start with the ugly. I'm going to start with the ugly first. First going to be the sad, unfortunate loss in the jungle, Cincinnati Bengals beating my Vikings by a field goal. Evan McPherson had fierce, did not have fierce in his veins, and won the game for the Bengals, 27-24. Mullins did good, and then he did bad. It's two interceptions that pissed me off. He kind of redeemed himself with the two touchdowns, but didn't matter. Browning, he found T. Higgins twice, so after Mullins was finding Asin twice, so it's like, okay, I'll one up here. But, and then Browning chose to talk down about his past with the Vikings and, oh, sorry, they should have known, let me go, blah, 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 adding the salt to the wound.
He was pissed, too. He loved that.
He was.
Well, just, he
had said that, yeah, it's a totally new, coaching staff now since then. It was Zimmer's bitch ass that was, talking down him, so. He's moved on, he's beaten us, and hopefully we don't have to see him again. Because Burrow's gonna come back. Hopefully next year. Lions, of course, obviously won against the Broncos. Yeah, suck it. Russ and suck it. Sean Payton, suck it. Broncos, you ass wipes. Didn't get the job done on the road. Whatever. We'll just have to do it ourselves. Twice starting Christmas Eve. But good news is, so I start with the Bears or start with the Packers? I'll start with the Packers because they lost big time at home, embarrassing loss. And Packers fans are asking for the Packers to fire DC Joe Barry. That's going to be possibly near the end of the season. And the Bears lost in the very worst way against the Browns.
Yeah.
Darnell Mooney, well, Fields tried to throw it to anybody that was the Bears right there. And Mooney, he was on the ground and he looked like he caught it at the moment, and he decided to swipe it and got it picked.
That was bad.
By the Browns, whoever caught that, and ended with a squad for the Browns. The Browns defense, you know, of course, pretty damn good. I just, you know, Bears would win, but nope. But that was funny. The funniest way I've seen a team lose, especially
this year anyway. Yeah.
Yep, and that's my roundup.
Yeah, that was. I was like, when I watched the red zone, I was like, wow, that was just.
I hollered, "What the fuck?"
The Bears doing Bears things, I guess. All right. Well, we go to our pick count. So I got it updated here for you, Brad. So for you only. All right. So for the non-podcast group for the year, we have Ryan Deese, 134, Joe, 139. Then podcast group, we have Jeff, actually Caesar, last place with 136, Jeff, 137, Brad, 139, and myself at 147. So yeah, Caesar had a bad Saturday and a kind of a bad afternoon also. So yeah, that's where we are there. So we'll see how it goes for week 16. All right, Brad, we go for the Saints at the Rams to open up Thursday night football this week.
I'm gonna go Rams just because they're at home, but I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I hope the Rams do lose, but I don't think they will because when the Saints, you know, hit and miss. Caesar, who do you have?
I'm gonna have to pick the Rams because Stafford is a much better quarterback than Carr. He's one of Carr, so
okay.
They're obviously they're at home. They play really well at home, so Saints. Well, they just beat the Giants. They're not going to face the Giants this time. So,
all right. Well, Deese has the Rams as well, and I'll get Jeff's and Joe's picks later on this week. So, there we go. All right, Caesar. We have the Bengals at the Steelers. Who do you got?
I don't think the Bengals because they actually did play well last game. I'll give them props for that. Steelers, even though they're at home, I don't think it's going to be good for them. Maybe if their defense can step it up a bit. By the way,
Steelers are named Mason Rudolph as their quarterback next week.
Oh, my. He's going to be terrible. So go Jake Browning, I guess.
As always, all right. Brad, who do you got in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bengals, but I think they only win by about 7. Jamar Chase is out, and then Mason Rudolph played more than people. It's been a while, but
it's been a while, yeah.
He's been there. Like, it's one of those sneaky, like, just be careful. The Bengals are the better team, and defensively, they'll be fine. Yeah, you know, it's these AFC North games, you know, just a little scary.
They're always tough games, yeah.
They are, but I think the Bengals, you know, they're on a mission to the playoffs with the back. So I think they, you know, and then they got the Chiefs after that. So they know they need to win this game. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, I take the Bengals as well because Jake Browning and company will get the job done.
I hope so.
Yeah. But Pittsburgh is a tough place to play, you know, there's
it is.
So we'll see.
It always is.
Yep. And Deese is taking the Bengals as well. All right. Brad, we have the Buffalo Bills at the hapless LA Chargers.
I'm for the Bills. I don't know who's going to get, you know, there's going to be a good team that's out of the playoffs in the AFC. Like one or two of them. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the Bills because they need the tiebreaker for AFC and all that shit. So I'll take the Bills. Yeah.
And plus, Chargers are kind of ass this year. So.
No, well, yeah, we don't. But they need that. It's all going to come down to who has the most AFC wins and stuff. So like, you need. So I'll take. I'll take the Bills. They should win that easily, but
if they lose that game, that is going to be a very sad day.
Yeah, they're in deep crap if they lose that game. Yeah,
I guess East End Stick. I mean, come on. Yeah.
What kind of name is Easton Stick?
It's a name. It was given to him. Yeah.
It's a bad name.
It's a bad name. Yeah, it's probably
the worst name. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right, who are you having this one?
The first game without Brandon Staley as the coach for the Chargers.
Game two.
Gif Smith guy That's another weird name, but never heard of him. Never really cared for about him. So I'm gonna go with Bills. Sean McDermott, I know him. Yeah, he's good.
All right, well, that's unfortunate, but
can't be.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm taking the Bills as well. And
what's unfortunate about Sean McDermott?
He's hit and miss. He has coaching stock. His coaching is a hit and miss. You know.
I liked it.
I picked him coach of the year like last year.
If he gets them to the playoffs and they go on a run, he's playing hard. They're playing hard for him.
So. Oh yeah, I mean he's good, but I'm just saying he has moments where it's like.
I know.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, but D's taking the Bills as well. All right, Caesar, we have Seahawks got their win tonight at Tennessee in Nashville.
Seahawks at Tennessee. Well, give me this. Yeah, they give me the Seahawks.
Seahawks. All right. I like it.
Seahawks, yeah.
All right. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Brad, who do you think?
I'm going to Seahawks, but I'm not going to say it's a blowout. They probably win by chance, but I don't think it's. I think it's a real struggle. It depends on who the Titans throw out their quarterback. But being there at home, they'll take Seattle into the fourth quarter easily. Or
I agree, yeah.
Or Seattle off the comeback. The Titans aren't good, but they have flashes where you go, God, what could have been?
I know, but, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. What struck me the most is they didn't really use King Henry. Well, not really King Henry anymore, but Derrick Henry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking the Hawks for the first time in a while. So I'm taking them to win because they're having that gauntlet now. It's over now. I thank God. I'm taking the Hawks to win. Probably, as Brad said, 10.1 probably. So I have it. So this has them as well. All right. Brad, we have the Cleveland Browns at Houston, which I believe CCJ should be back for this game on Saturday.
CJ Stroud's back.
Should be back.
That's a tough game because that's going to have playoff. I mean, both those teams, like, someone's going to come out with a tiebreaker on the other on that one, obviously.
Yes.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll with. That's hard.
The Browns?
No. Because Houston's at home, I'm going to go with Houston.
Okay.
If this is in Cleveland, I'd reverse it. Houston needs it more than they do.
Yeah.
And because Houston still has the Colts again, I think. And like Houston's going to earn their stripes if they get in. Like they're kind of going through a gauntlet of decent playoff teams, not the Bears included, but like they've had to, you know, Jackson. They're kind of going through the gauntlet here. I'll take Houston just because I think they have a nice bounce back. But Cleveland, for some reason, is and I don't mind it at all.
Yeah,
they're kind of just like, don't worry about us. We have, you know, we're just winning games over here. And they're a scrappy wild card team.
They find a way every time. Yeah,
they kind of do, but you wonder how long, you know,
it'll last.
How long you let that go?
They lost to the Bears, but they didn't. Yeah.
It's like, would you take the Browns going into Kansas City and for a while? Like, that's the only thing. It's like, I'd love to see it, but like, you just wonder if they could do that. I hope so, because it's probably what they're gonna. It's probably where they might end up.
Yeah, definitely.
Give or take.
And the Chiefs aren't that good this year. I mean, they're
But you can't let them get on a roll. Like, you can't give them on field. That's, I know you hate Baltimore, but you need Baltimore or Miami to have home field.
Yeah.
Because, and even then, like, I don't need a pissed off Patrick Mahomes. I need a, well, I do, but, like, if they get home field, they'll make sure they get every fucking call, especially after these last few weeks. So, you need to put them on the road.
Definitely.
I wish the Raiders could go in there and beat them, but you put up 63, you'd like to think you could, but.
Oh, it's the Chargers.
But, I know.
But still. That's still awesome, though. You know, it's hard to do in the NFL to score that many points anyway, but, yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad they're kind of dead in the water, too, but, I mean.
Right. Yep. All right, Caesar, who do you got?
Texans, they're at home, and they have a potential return of C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
That's a question of who's he going to throw it to? But yeah, not really worried about that part. Browns defense could make it interesting, but ultimately they'll fall because Flacco's their quarterback.
He's been playing well actually. He came back.
He barely beat the Bears, so I mean, like,
he won.
It wasn't for that Hail Mary that they had, but you know.
All right. Well, he plays well, so on offense.
He did.
So.
He did, but he. Yeah. He's still
questionable. All right. Well, anyways, I'm taking the Houston Texans if DJ is back. If it's Case Keenum, I'll be saying go Browns on that one because Case is ass. So there you go. Let's see. Deegis has the Houston as well. All right. Caesar, the Poop Bowl game of the year, possibly the Commanders at the New York Jets.
It's probably going to be unwatchable. Probably wouldn't pay attention on Red Zone. But I will have to pick the Jets barely.
Okay. All right. That's tough game to pick there. I agree. Brad, who do you got in this one?
I'll take the Jets too, barely. I do. I don't care who the Jets trot out at quarterback. I think they can beat the Commanders.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the Commanders to win on the road just because I don't believe any of the Jets quarterbacks they throw out there. Simeon, Wilson. Who else they got? I don't know who else they got. That's about it.
Rodgers.
Oh, active.
It's the Q's.
Active quarterbacks. But Deese has the Jets as well, but I don't feel good about this game either. So we'll see how this one, you know, shapes out. So there you go. All right, Brad, we have the Colts at the Falcons. What do you think here?
This won't be easy. I'm gonna go Colts because I think the Falcons are a little demoralized after the Panther loss.
Panthers 14-9 victory. Yeah.
But I also think that it was in a driving rainstorm. I mean, there's factors that won't be factors this week. But
yeah,
the Colts need that game because I mean they can't afford to stumble too much.
Nope.
So they got back. I mean, and they play really well. I mean, they're really. I'm impressed with the Gardner Minshew is not just, he could be a starter somewhere. I mean, he basically is one.
Yeah, he's a good manager. I like it. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, and he beats to his own drum. It's fun to watch. I think they're better than the Falcons, but I just say, you know, be careful there. Don't be dumb.
But just play smart. Yeah, play smart.
Yeah, and I like the Falcons too, but they can't get out of their own way.
Yeah, they need a quarterback. That's what they need.
They do.
Another one. They miss on Ritter, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately. Yeah. All right, Cesar, who do you got?
Yeah, I'm not going to pick the Falcons this time around.
You do?
I'm not going to pick the Falcons.
Oh, okay. I think so, the Falcons. Okay.
Not going to pick the Falcons this time.
Okay.
No, I would have changed it to the Panthers if I had remembered. But,
right.
Colts all the way, Minshew and Co. will get the win.
Yeah, I like the Colts to win this game by 10 or 13. I like Jonathan Taylor. I like their running backs. Their receivers are really good. Defense is pretty solid, so we'll see how it goes. But I think the Colts to win this game on the road in Atlanta. And so is Ryan Deese. All right, Caesar, we have the Packers at Carolina.
That's another one.
Is it gonna rain again for the Panthers to win another game?
Might.
Two weekends in a row, actually.
Yeah.
Well, screw it. I'm gonna go with the Panthers. I don't care.
All right. Go for two in a row, I guess. All right. Yeah. Okay, Brad, what do you think?
I could see it. I'm not gonna pick that, but I could see it. Yeah. The Packers aren't, you know, they're, again, they just, I like seeing them struggle because it's, how many years did they just kill everybody else? So it's nice to see them struggle.
A good decade.
So, yeah. And they're not out of it either.
No.
It's close, but they're not quite out of it. I'll take them, and then I hope on New Year's Eve the Vikings end their season. That'd be really nice.
that'd be hilarious, actually.
Well,
yeah.
The Vikings are going to need that too. They can't really afford to screw around either. So.
They might screw around a little bit. We'll see.
That could be for that. You know, that could be the tiebreaker for them.
Definitely, I'm taking the Packers. Because, you know, the Panthers, they aren't great. They had a lucky win last week. So, yeah, taking the Packers to win this game by in a big margin, I think. We'll see. And Deese has the Packers as well. All right, Brad, we have the Lions at Minnesota. What do you got here for this one?
I'm going Lions. I think they are the better team at the moment.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't surprise me if they split this.
Right.
Detroit had a bad, I think they had a horrible time in there last year.
Yeah.
I think, if I remember right. But they've got confidence. I think, you know, and they actually have a shot at the one seed too, which is crazy.
Detroit?
Yeah. 1%. Yeah, they're only one game behind the 49ers. Now, a lot would have to happen.
Really? One game?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
They're 10-4.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So they should lock up the North. I mean, if they win this game, they've locked up pretty much the North. So,
mm-hmm.
But yep, it'd be fun to have it come down to the Week 18 in Detroit. That'd be interesting.
Oh, I'm fantastic. Yeah.
I don't know. No, it's just I guess Detroit's here. I think it's their time. I think when they're on,
yeah,
they're damn good. And
yeah,
nobody deserves it more than they do. I mean, they've earned this shit. So,
of course,
I'll take them.
Yeah,
but whoever the Vikings trot out is it Nick
it's
again?
It's Mullins again. Yeah,
I mean, it'll be Nick. I don't know why they keep announcing that this stop.
They played really, really well too. I watched pretty much all that game, and they played really well.
Mullins had his ups and downs.
He's
getting another chance.
It's
I guess,
he always does. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. I could see this being, you know, this going to overtime. Or so. I really could.
Huh.
So
again, then we win this time.
I'm gonna say no, but
no,
but I wouldn't be surprised if you do. And guess what? If you do, I'm happy. I'll be happy for you because then
I'm honestly wanting us to split this series against them. So, say we win this one, but then we lose to them in Detroit, which is fine with me. I'll take the wild card. I do not want to win the division this year.
It's too painful what happened last
dilemma
year.
And all that, but the defense is doing their job. It's just like, fuck.
So you'd rather go on the road as an underdog than host, like, the Rams or somebody.
I don't know, I mean, that's
who you'd host right now. You'd host the Rams.
Get in. Don't even care.
We would host the Rams. We could play at LA. We'd probably still win. I don't know. Somehow. Yeah. But because of defense, most likely. But
yeah. We'll see. No, what's cool is something will be on the line when they play in Week 18. Either the Vikings will be fighting for their lives or, like, something's going to happen. So.
Or Detroit will. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I was hoping for a split. We'll see.
That's what makes these fun.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to sweep the Packers. Can we sweep the Packers?
You should. You better. You're going to that game. You better.
That split against the Bears was just more, but it still kind of stings when I think about it. I'm like,
That's one. Yeah. That's one that could hopefully you don't let that come back to haunt you. That one.
I was laughing my ass off, but yeah.
But the Bengals quite well.
All right, Caesar, who do you have in this one, Detroit or the Vikings?
We'll be at this game, so I have to root for them. Just like I said, we win this game at home, but then we lose at Detroit, which is going to be fine with me. I honestly don't care.
right. And where's Chiefs at?
Just win a division, they'll be fine. But yeah. I just don't see it this year. It's not like we're not gonna be 13-4 like we were last year, and we're gonna be like 10-7 or 9-8 at worst 8-9.
Have the playoffs. Cool. There you go.
It's whatever. I don't, if you don't make the playoffs, maybe you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Maybe.
Yeah.
So,
that's how I feel about the Hawks too. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at in this game.
Going with the Vikings and as far as my seats go, Ozzy, between you and me.
Yeah.
Canadian seats.
Oh, there you go. I love it. All right. Fantastic. Well, as you probably know, I'm taking the Lions to win this game. It might be close, it may not be close, so we'll see. But taking the Lions to win this game outright. And so is Ryan Deese. So this one, as of right now, before Joe and Jeff take the picks, are on island on your own in Minnesota. So there you go. All right. Caesar, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Buccaneers. Who do you got?
Sort of bad. Slightly.
Okay. All right. Brad, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Jags. Boy, I know better than this, but I'm gonna.
Do you though?
No.
No.
Jacksonville kind of. I mean, they both need this badly.
Yeah.
Because Jacksonville, I mean, that AFC South, all three of those are like right. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I'll go Jacksonville because I think Tampa Bay could drop this and still win their division. So,
yeah. Well, I'm taking the Bucks because Baker Mayfield's been playing really, really good this year. Fantastic season so far. And they're home. And Jaguars played like crap 2 weeks in a row now. So, might be a little, you know, steam getting out of the, you know, ran out of steam there for the Jacksonville Jaguars and their. And Doug Peterson there, so we'll see. But taking the Bucks to win at home, close game though, but they'll get the job done at home, I believe. So these things the same as well, Bucks for him as well. All right, Brad, we have another great matchup we have on the board. Arizona at Chicago.
I'm gonna go Chicago just because they're playing a lot better and. Yeah, the Bears, I'm actually happy. They'll get 6 wins. I'm happy for them.
There you go. All right, Caesar, what do you think?
Bears, what?
Arizona at Chicago.
Arizona at Chicago. Oh, the Bears, who are we thought they were this game?
So I got the Bears to win?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bears.
Okay. Taking them as well. Taking the Bears to win because they're home and they're playing a little better than the Cardinals are.
It's not an embarrassing loss by them.
Yeah.
Maybe an embarrassing loss for the Cardinals.
All right. Well, I'm taking the Bears to win. I don't know how good that is, but we'll see. Deese has the Bears as well. All right, Caesar, we have the Dallas Cowboys at Miami Dolphins.
Ooh, that's another loss for Dallas. Shout out to Jeff right here. Probably Miami by 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Brad, what do you think about this one?
This one makes me nervous. I'm going to take Miami, but it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I think Dallas plays better. I hope Miami can beat them. I really do. Because Miami needs this game to keep pace with just to keep the Chiefs off their ass and to keep, you know, pace with Baltimore. I mean, it's – a lot's on the line here. So I think Miami will rise. And hopefully Tyreek Hill's back. That should make it
huge.
Definitely.
I
need that for personal reasons. But, I think the Dolphins showed – I know it was the Jets yesterday, but that wasn't just a three-point, you know, over – that was a statement yesterday, too, that they made. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hopefully it will mean something.
Yeah, but I'm taking the Dolphins by hopefully – 7 to 10 points, but I think Dallas will play well.
They will.
Yeah, in reality, it's going to be like 10 or 15 points, not even 50.
I think it'll be a fun game to watch. It might be a shootout. We'll see.
Maybe.
Miami to win this game, and so was Ryan Deese.
It depends if Dak wants to show up.
Yep. All right. All right, here we go. Another great game, Brad. The Patriots at the Broncos. Who do you think? What do you got?
I'm going to go Denver. It's like I said the internet, I have a weird suspicion Denver is going to get in the playoffs. I know they're losing. They have three easy games to really finish the
playoffs.
Potentially. I think they have the Patriots, Chargers, and Las Vegas. I mean, you could win all. They could. And we're like the Bengals have the three hardest games in some ways.
Yeah.
You know, it's like someone's going to get left out of this. It's like, and that's where.
Yeah.
Denver beating the Bills could come into play. I mean, all the. It's awesome, but it's going to suck too.
Yeah.
Like for somebody, but I'll take Denver because I think they're better. But selfishly, I'd love to see New England win that game. Actually.
All right. I would not because I hate the. Patriots. So
I know, but I hate Denver too. But I just think they're better.
How about a tie?
They're better
then?
Than New England.
Let's go for a tie. Let's go for
no,
a tie.
No,
then.
I'm not. You can. Yeah, good.
Let's go for a tie. We were close. We were close on Sunday for one. Almost had a tie on Sunday, but just
yeah. If Houston would have tied, that would have. I mean, that would have been okay. But that would have effed them up on playoff stuff if it comes down to the end.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I agreed. These are he got. Pats, Broncos.
Ugly game. Just because they're at home. It's at Denver, right? Broncos.
Denver's at home, yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Broncos as well, because I think Zappy is trash. So is Mac Jones. So is their team.
Zappy's better than Mac Jones.
Well, they're not. They're like interchangeable. They do the same stuff. Or you know, doesn't matter.
They played better. He actually played okay Sunday. They just, I mean,
yeah.
It's hard to beat the Chiefs.
I mean, they've both been benched multiple times this season.
No, I know.
Yeah, Bill has to go. I mean, you just put him out to pasture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, not. I mean, just as far as that, I'm doing. I mean, not. You know, literally. But yeah, picking the Broncos as well, just because, you know, they're home and it's like a rest still, even though taking the Broncos to win the game. D said the Broncos to win the game as well. All right. Caesar, Chiefs at home versus the Raiders.
Ooh. The Chiefs are at home?
Yep.
I thought I was going to another home game for the Raiders like, for a second.
No.
Yeah, I'll go with the Chiefs.
Okay.
I hope Swift's not there, but she probably will. she was kind of screaming, what the fuck, at one of the Kelsey drops or whatever. That was hilarious, actually, to see her reaction like that. Just because she's all
can't stand
stupid about football. No, but yeah,
that's exhausting coverage. I mean, I'm over. I've been over for weeks now. I'm over this.
Too. I've been trying to, but it's just like,
yeah. All right, Bradley, what do you got here? Chiefs, Raiders.
I'll take the Chiefs, but I hope it'll be a great Christmas surprise if I'm wrong.
Definitely, same here. But I think the Chiefs as well. Tough place to play at home, but. In the past, Raiders played well, but they had Derek Carr. So now they have Aiden O'Connell, who's worse than Derek Carr. So, yeah. But true. I'll say this, though. Raiders have a good defense with Max Crosby. So we'll see what they can do there on the road. But
I'm fine with that. Yeah,
definitely. And Deese has the Chiefs as well. All right, here we go. Brass is for you right here. It's Jeff versus Brad. It's Giants at the Eagles Christmas afternoon. What do you think, Brad?
That's not a fair fight, but
No, it's not.
It'd be more fair in real life. Love you, Jeff. But we know. Sure.
Oh man.
Yeah, I don't know what wrestler he'd be, but we'd figure it out.
All right, there you go.
I saw Jim Duggan or something.
Oh, there you go.
Because he's older. No, I'll, no. The No, the Eagles will win this game. They're at home. Yeah. They're pissed off.
Hopefully they won. They've lost four straight now, I think. So
first of all, that would make my Christmas. I will be annoying as hell if the Giants win the game. And just because it hasn't happened in that state,
I think, as well.
It hasn't. They haven't won in that building in 8 years. So
8 years. Oh my goodness.
So if they do win, it'll be annoying, and Facebook will be blown up. But
oh, for sure. Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll blow it up. Yeah. With a post. All right. Well, I'll say this: if Eagles lose, I think Jeff might go underground forever. I think he might be gone for a while. So.
No, he'll get a massive text I don't do that often.
No, you don't.
I'm pretty respectful.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But that. But I can't wait to, because eventually we're going to beat them there. But
yeah,
I don't know about this.
All right. Well, one day I'll beat the Eagles. One day.
One day.
There you go. But a boy can dream. Yeah, definitely. All right, Caesar, who do you got in this one?
Yeah, I can't pick the Giants for an upset. So, okay. I mean, I'd love to see it. I don't think so.
Yeah.
yeah, I go Eagles.
All right.
Hurts can find his mojo again. We'll see. I believe he will, but this is still up in the air. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Hurts won't be sick next week. So, he might play better because he played like shit tonight. So,
Hurts' defense sick and tired of his play calls.
Yeah, take Philadelphia, though. Yeah. I got them in probably by, 10, 13 points, I would say, maybe. Dees has Philadelphia as well. All right. And finally, the last game of the week, Christmas night. It should be a fun game if I can get home to watch it. Caesar, it's Baltimore at San Francisco. What do you think?
As Super Bowl written all over, actually.
Potentially, yeah.
Potential. All but potential.
Yeah.
Who are you picking this one? Is that Baltimore?
It's San Francisco. Santa Clara.
This will be a get your popcorn ready shootout game. This is like a situation of if it was in Santa Clara, I'd pick 49ers. If it, Baltimore, pick Baltimore. I'm gonna go Baltimore because they're at home.
They're in San Francisco.
Or they're in San. Okay. I'll go Purdy and because they have more weapons.
All right.
They have more weapons than what Lamar Jackson unfortunately does not have. But yeah.
I agree 100%. All right, Brett, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I'm going to pick Baltimore, but nothing would shock me here. This is one of those.
Yeah.
This would be a good Super Bowl again.
It would be.
But yeah, I'll take Baltimore just because these two teams haven't seen each other, so it's like you don't know what's going to be the difference here.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if the 49ers pull this out, especially with if it feels like they are favored to, but I don't like betting against Baltimore, especially when they're an underdog on the road. Sometimes that's when they play they're a bad home team sometimes.
Yeah.
But where they keep all the shit close at home, they're better on the road.
Yeah. Well, for me, these two teams I can't stand, but I'm going to go with the Niners because they already won the NFC West. So wasn't really mad if they win this game or not. So for Hawks, anyways, so pick them to win. Deebo Samuel all day, C-Mac, IU, Kittle, eat, beat him more. I think Lamar will crumble in the prime time. So let's go with that. Niners by 9. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
9. Hopefully it's a good game, though, I think. Hopefully it's a good game, but I doubt it. We'll see. And Deese has them as well, Niners, to win this game as well. All right. Caesar, who do you – sorry, your thoughts coming up here for week 16.
Looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Looking forward to Christmas Eve first. Going to that Viking Lions game. Let's go Vikings. Make them kittens. And let's go Seahawks again after last night or after
tonight's
game.
Yeah.
Suck it, Packers. Bears. Go Panthers. Yeah, it's funny. I haven't really much to say.
That's fine.
The Christmas games will be great. Yeah. But I'm most looking forward to the night one is San Francisco 49ers against the Baltimore Ravens. Should be a really, really exciting, really good game. I don't like the 49ers. I have some type of love for the Ravens, but not much. That should be a really interesting week. Week 16. Wow.
Great. All right, Brad, what do you think?
Yeah. I want to see how the Giants do. Really want to see Baltimore play well in San Francisco. The Bills need to keep up their streak or just playing kind of pissed off. Dolphins keep the pedal to the metal. And Bengals, same thing. Just like, you know, and Colts, same thing. Just keep these teams are in these positions. Don't stumble. Just keep going. Someone's going to, I mean, eventually, but I mean, just like keep it down as much as you can. You've got winnable games. You need to do it. So, I can't believe it's Christmas a week from tonight. It's crazy.
Yep. Definitely. Yep. All right. Well, for me, go Hawks, beat the freaking Titans on the road. hopefully Drew's playing again. Not, we're in trouble. All right. And then that's about it for me. That's all I care about. Hopefully the Giants can win at least. That'd be fun.
That would be awesome.
That'd be a monumental upset, I think. But, you know, Eagles are playing right now, it wouldn't be that big of a shock if they how they're playing right now. So, yeah, we'll see. And finally, second Russ. Hopefully you lose or win. I don't care. Suck it. That's all I care. That's all I'm saying about that. All right. And hopefully the Chiefs can try about some more offside penalties this weekend as well. So we'll see how that one goes as well. All right. We go to Food Corner. That's the first one here. This is all Christmas related here. All right, Brad, this one is from Ryan Lund. So, have you ever eaten out for a Christmas dinner?
Yeah, we did Christmas Eve one year. We went to Prospectors. We did that back in the day. I think it was actually 10 years ago this year we did that, yeah.
Oh, and how was that?
There was a lot of fun, actually. We're not doing that this year, but that was a really good meal.
Nice. All right. Caesar, how about you?
But that I recall, no, it's usually.
Oh, yeah?
We just go out to a different house or we stay
in
the house and it's just, yeah.
So, you haven't been out to dinner at a restaurant then?
I don't know.
We used to
our guns. Yeah, at home.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I haven't been out before, but, you know, it'd be kind of cool to go out sometime. You never know.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. All right, this is from Joe. I'll ask this one to Caesar first. If Santa Claus were a chef, what do you think would be his favorite dish to prepare and why?
Well, probably the original, most people have, the ham and, you know, whatever, mashed potatoes, whatever, maybe corn on a cob or whatever, just corn in general, and some other stuff on the side, and he'll probably have some kind of pie or something, or cookies. That he says he likes to get cookies and milk. Yeah.
All right. Brad, what do you think?
I can also see him being good at spaghetti and meatballs, something basic, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, for me, I think it's just very basic. Basic cookies and milk. Because, you know, why not? Because that's all he does is eat cookies and milk. So that's what I would say. He would definitely make that over and over again. So that's my pick for that one. All right, this is from me here. This one to Brad first. What is your favorite non-cookie treat for the holidays?
That's a good question. It's definitely not flavored vodka, because that will...
That'll fuck you up, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had people over here last night, so we wiped the booze concoction.
Gotcha.
Last night. It still hurts.
On a weekday? Lord. Oh, man.
No, it was a sunny night. Yeah, well, I know, but...
I meant like at work, you know.
I know. Well, I know. Yeah. I paid for it. Favorite non-holiday. That's a.
I'll change mine first if you want. I'm gonna go back to you. Sure. Yeah, mine is easy. It's just fudge, man. I love all kinds of fudge, dark fudge, you know, everything fudge, man. It's really good. Love fudge. Happy Caesar.
Well, I get birthday cake, and then besides my birthday cake, pie, doesn't matter what kind of pie, really, unless it's something I don't like. But yeah, I get pie.
So like pie. Pie is your answer. Okay. All right, Brad, what do you think? Do you think about one?
Yeah, I would say it's fudge too. Just, I don't really have anything. I don't like peanut brittle.
I forgot you don't have peanut butter.
Yeah. I don't like eggnog. I don't like eggnog that much.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. Okay.
So probably something like that.
All right. Oh, that's fine.
I know.
All right. Also, this is from my best friend here, Bree. I'll ask this one to Caesar first, so Brad can think about this one. I kid. But which fruit is traditionally placed inside Christmas stockings?
Apples.
Okay, that's a good guess. And Brad?
Which fruit? Yeah. Sure. Carrots.
That's a vegetable, but...
Whatever.
I'm just saying, it's a fruit.
It's late. I know it's late. what's a strawberries?
All right. Well, I knew both of these that you asked tonight by easily, but it's definitely in the orange is what's always in the talking is an orange. That's what it's always in there. So yeah. All right. This is for Brad, definitely. This is from Ryan Deese. Eggnog with or without alcohol, Brad?
It needs to be with alcohol.
With? Okay. Well,
oh, yeah.
For me, I don't really have alcohol in my eggnog, but I had before. But I like eggnog straight up, man. I love it straight, on natural. All right. Caesar, what about you?
It doesn't need alcohol. Just drink it out of the carton. I'll need a glass.
100%. And Brad, why don't you like eggnog? I'm curious on that.
Well, number one, I haven't had it that much, so part of it.
Okay.
But I just never the time I did, I just didn't really enjoy it.
Oh, so. Okay, interesting. Okay. Fair enough. All right.
I do it again. I do it again, though.
For sure. For sure. All right. This is now random to end the night. So if you can think of one Christmas-wise, do it, because that's what I have here so far on my list. So let's try and keep it on the same theme. Yeah. All right. This one's for myself. Well, this one to Caesar first. Only one answer only for this. What's one Christmas movie that you believe is underrated?
What is underrated Christmas
movie?
I'll say nowadays. I still watched. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay, interesting. Brad, how about you?
There's two. I think there's one. Muppet Christmas Carol and The Four Christmases. Is just, I freaking love that movie. It's so funny.
Who's in that one? Is that with?
That's Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty.
They run that on cable. They run that into the ground like Home Alone now, but it's
PBS. Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny. I mean, and I don't know if it's underrated, but I'm one of the only people I know. I love that movie, The Polar Express, because I saw it when it came out.
Oh no!
Oh, I wouldn't call that.
Yeah,
I watched it one time. It's like, what is this crap?
You know, I think it's awesomely. I mean, I feel like it gets better.
Okay,
that's just me.
What, you don't like Tom Hanks in a cartoon?
No,
ish.
I like him when he's in live action, you know? Yeah, but for me, though, it's the Santa Claus, the first one. That one doesn't get a lot of love, but it's really good. I love
That gets love. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, it gets love. It's not like revered, I guess, as a classic, I guess, as some other ones do. But I do love Santa Claus, though. The first one. The last one.
No, it's whole.
But the first one, that's a classic for me, for sure. All right. This one is from Bree. I'll ask this to Brad first. In the classic Christmas movie, The Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with three words. What are they, if you can remember the three words?
Oh, I haven't seen The Grinch for a while. The cartoon one for a while. Anyway.
There's also a song, though. The song should be really obvious.
Well, it should be, but
I know them right away. So yeah,
I really don't know, actually.
Okay, Caesar, do you have a guess on what the three words are? What the Grinch?
Guess what of the Grinch?
Three words that describe the Grinch in the original Christmas movie cartoon.
The original cartoon, not the Jim Carrey's.
Well, it's in both, but you know, it's
worst,
the song. The
worst
song, the
action
song
ever.
In both, yeah, it's in both. Yeah.
Heartless, gutless.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Mindless. The answer is obviously the answer. Stunk. Is the
need to watch it again too. Remember it now. I'll watch it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That one, because the one with the Jim Carrey is terrible. But yeah.
No comment. All right, moving on.
It is.
That's a terrible take, a bad take. But
my mom thinks it's terrible too. So it's like, I agree.
That's just a Minnesota thing, I think.
But I do like Taylor Momsen.
Oh yeah, me too. All right. This is from Jeff from earlier today. This is going to go to Caesar. Favorite Christmas song?
Wonderful Christmas Time.
Oh, that's a good one.
God.
Love that song. Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
You think it's horrible?
Are you serious?
I have a lot of respect for Paul McCartney. That is the worst song that he's ever heard.
Other one would be...
This one song is fine.
I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, that's better.
Well, Jeff's pick was, oh my God. All right. His set is 12 Pains of Christmas by Bob Rivers. He goes, it's a hilarious parody.
I could see that.
I've never heard before, but maybe I'll have to check it out though. All right, Brett, what's your favorite Christmas song?
I like the instrumental version of Sleigh Ride. That's
that's fantastic.
And then the Little Saint Nick one by the Beach Boys. I always like that.
Not a fan of it. Not a fan of that one, but
I gathered. That's I know.
I love Beach Boys though, but not that song though. Little Saint Nick, no.
They don't overdo that one the way they do the Paul McCartney one. That's where it's.
That's fine. Well, for me, I have two songs, but my favorite song of all time, Christmas, no doubt about it, is Mary Did You Know? It's my number one song.
Oh, yeah.
It has a great melody. It's just a great message. Also, it's really good. I love all of her. I've listened to everyone sing it, so it's really good. But I also love Oh Holy Night also. It's really good, too. It's really good, too. Oh Holy Night, that one's really good. Yeah. All right. And, yeah. Caesar, what did you say before? Would you say besides the one you said earlier of the song that you said?
Wonderful Christmas Time.
After that one, you said another one. The one you said after that.
I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good one. Bing Crosby, there you go. All right, Caesar, what do you have for us tonight for a random question? Hopefully, Christmas themed, if you have one.
Christmas theme. Well, I have a Christmas theme. Do you like getting gift cards for Christmas? And if so, which gift card do you like the most?
Okay. Brad?
Yeah, I do. Well, Cascadia, because that's my favorite gift card right now.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't mind gift cards at all. I don't like giving them as gifts because I like to put effort into it. I like getting them because I do use them. I think it's a default option when you don't know the person to just throw a gift card at them and be like, I care very little about you. But if they're specific gift cards that where you know the person, then it's great. So I don't mind them at all. But either that one or, like any Amazon gift card is always good. So.
Oh, definitely. That works. For me, I've got them in the past from my grandma before she died, but I got gift cards from AMC theaters or Regal theaters, so $50 or whatever. So I like to go to movies and stuff, so I get those sometimes. I like those a lot. Besides that, I love Red Robin too. Red Robin's my number one restaurant to get a gift card from. Also, Red Robin.
Oh.
All right. How about you, Caesar? What's your answer to that?
Yes, I do. I don't mind getting gift cards at all, whether it's birthday or Christmas.
Yeah.
And my favorite, don't have a favorite, but okay, I do. Visa card. It's the Visa card. Okay. I can use it wherever I want to.
Anywhere you want. Yeah. All right, there you go. All right, Brad, what's your question for us to end the evening?
What's one thing you really hope you get for Christmas?
Well, I hope to get some new headphones, and I got them last night from my mom, so I got my answer there. Sony 2023 Sony Bluetooth headset, 50-hour talk time, and the sound quality on this is amazing. And so, I love these headphones for sure. Yes, they are amazing. $40 at Walmart, if you're interested. All right. Caesar, what about you?
I don't really ask for much.
Same here.
But my wish, which probably won't even come true, is a PlayStation 5. PlayStation 5 just because I still play video games.
Oh, okay.
And I still will until possibly I'm older. Older, and I don't really get bored. I do somehow get bored with them. So
okay.
Yeah, PS5 would be great. But if anything else would be a brand new HDTV for my room. but we'll see. I'll probably have to do it myself.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right, Brad. How about you?
Anything like any sweatshirt or any cool shirt? I don't need a lot of. I'm fine.
Oh, I have a shirt. I need to get some shirts. So maybe possibly just get more.
One could always use more. Yep.
Definitely.
Well, I got enough shirts that are enough shirts that I can't barely fit all of them in my drawers. Mm-hmm. Like,
God,
that many.
And they're all purple.
They're not all purple.
Purple and gold, great color. I definitely agree with that.
Not all purple and gold. They're like, okay, yes, yeah, all half are like, four half are black, some are white, some are red.
Colors, a lot of colors. Okay.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you guys next week, and happy Christmas, everybody.
You too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yep.
How are we going?
Yep.